This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Recently.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to talk about something during the latter part of today's show, the second half of the first hour and the second hour, concerning what Voltaire said. And let's call it for what it is, deathbed confessions. We kind of highlighted a little bit of this earlier this week concerning Anton LaVey, the Black Pope, the author of the Satanic Bible, when he said, do what thou wilt. But we're not going to hit on him, but we're just going to kind of piggyback off of that and jump over to this. Voltaire said, the Bible is what fools have written, what imbeciles command, what rogues teach, and young children are made to learn by heart. I'm going to tell you before the end of hour one and hour two, friends, exactly his change of heart that suddenly took place right before he passed into eternity. His whole life, he fights against the God that he doesn't want anybody to believe in. His whole life. Just think about that. Isn't that interesting? Atheists fight and try to convince others that there is no God. Well, if there isn't, then just you don't have to really fight against anybody or anything, do you? No, you don't. Leave it alone. But they spend their whole lives trying to convince everybody that there is no God. The Bible says clearly in Psalm 14:1 that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Exactly. And I'm going to get to that in the up and coming hours. Before I do that, one of the things I want people to understand here, and I say this every once in a while, but I want to make it clear. I'm for the law, okay? I am for the law in this country. I am not for unconstitutional political party associations or affiliations in any sense of the word. There's over 101 of them, by the way. They're all unconstitutional. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party, it's not constitutional. And you all know, especially those that listen to me day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, that it's only there, it's only set in place to divide the people one against another. Nobody plays the card of divide and conquer more than politicians, the right and the left, playing off each other constantly. Nobody advocates driving the wedge between the people more than today's conservatives and today's professed Christians. I am for the law, just so I can make that clear. If those that serve we, the people, do the right thing, I'll stand with them 100%. If they do the wrong thing, I will stand against them 100%. And I will also make those known that listen to me, over 106 radio affiliates across the United States of America, as well as are we broadcast into 53 countries, I will make everybody know exactly what's taking place concerning those that are to represent we the people, both first in the church and without the church. Okay? With that said, yesterday during the show, we know that, friends, we have literally hundreds of thousands of protesters standing up for life in Washington, D.C. And by the way, I want to tell you in D.C., every single one of you, I praise God for every one of you. You understand what it is to be a Protestant, Protestant. You understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You understand that if you protest and move with your feet and do all that you can do, that God will answer, and He will. It's my prayer that the God of Israel, in Jesus' name, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that He brings forth public judgments upon the heads of the wicked. Now, why do you say that? Well, because when you look at babies that are in the womb, they're wonderfully and fearfully created in the womb, and they're subject to those that want to have them killed because they want the money that they can make off them. It's called blood money, friends. It's mob. This is all mafia, friends. I don't care how they're dressed. It's mafia. It's Satanism. Okay? But it's a mercy for those babies in the womb that the Lord God of Israel would bring forth public judgments upon the heads of those that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. In Isaiah 26, verse 9, it says that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. And don't think for one moment, friends, those that advocate and sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb, don't think for one moment, friends, they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. That is until the end of their days. And it's interesting, the Bible says that no man can keep his own soul alive. There's not a one. There's not a one person that can keep his own soul alive. With that said, it played during one of the breaks that Trump promises to veto any abortion legislation in March for Life address yesterday. And the only reason he took the time to go there, friends, was because there was such a massive amount of people protesting Washington, D.C. and the criminals within that have sanctioned the murder of the innocent, that have stood against these people to shut them down. And it's not good enough, friends, that they give their resignations and move on, neither. Folks, they have committed the act of murder. And their accomplices have committed the act of murder, period. And those that stand by and are apathetic, intolerant of what they do, you're an accomplice to their murder, just so you know. But Washington, D.C., January 18th, 2019, LifeSite News reports, in a surprise appearance, President Donald Trump addressed pro-life advocates at the 2019 March for Life, telling them that every life is worth protecting and that he will veto any legislation that crosses his desk that weakens the protection of human life. Okay, that's what he said. But did you know on September 28th of 2018 that Trump signed a omnibus bill that funds Planned Parenthood and aborted baby parts research? Did you know that, friends? This is why Jesus said pay attention to what they do rather than what they say. President Donald Trump today signed a bill. This is September 28th, 2018 at 5 p.m., reported by CNS News. President Donald Trump today signed a bill that Republican Congress is describing as a combined minibus and continuing resolution that funds the Department of Defense, Labor, Health and Human Services, and Education for fiscal year 2019 and funds through December 7th all other government agencies that do not have their own appropriations bill approved by this Sunday. Okay? The law Trump signed also permits for funding through 2019 of Planned Parenthood and federal research that uses tissues taken from aborted baby parts. Friends, this is why I am so adamant in preaching what nobody else wants to preach, because I am sick and tired of how these people talk out of both sides of their face, how they continuously deceive the American people because they refuse to take heed to the Word of God. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that you're being lied to once again, and this just happened yesterday. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also jump over to my Facebook account, Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube. There's a couple hundred videos there, friends, for you to look upon, to learn from. They're short videos. We're magnifying the law against the crime. We're showing you the dilemma, but we're also giving you the resolve. Read Isaiah 51:4 when you get a moment, please. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Let's say it in unison. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Philippians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11, Acts 4:12, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Yesterday, I had highlighted, just kind of scratched the surface of a topic, where on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we had an innocent Marine vet falsely arrested. She was literally sitting in her car doing nothing, and she became the object of one that wanted to illegally harass her, namely a police officer. Now, listen, friends, we're talking about this squeaky wheel here. I know a lot of police officers. I have quite a few acquaintances that are police officers and military individuals. And with that said, they're good guys. They believe in the things that we talk about, the Word of God and the Constitution. And so, again, I just want to highlight the fact that we're talking about a squeaky wheel here. But it's a little leaven that needs to be lumped out, friends, let me tell you. A little leaven at the whole lump. Well, the foxes spoil the vine. Let's get rid of the foxes, and these are those that I'm highlighting even now. An innocent Marine vet falsely arrested was sitting in her car, harassed by a police officer that worked for her, by the way, began to harass her, pulls her out of the car. You can watch this on the video, by the way, about what I'm about to tell you. And what's interesting to note here, friends, is the fact that he began to give her the breathalyzer. He was trying to find something wrong so he could arrest her. So he couldn't do that, but he arrested her anyways. So what they did is they wanted to do a strip search. And this is what the video entails. When you watch the video, you can literally hear this woman being strip searched by three different police officers, women. And the whole time, friends, she hauntingly is crying out, "Please, please, please." They literally strip her of her clothes. She did absolutely nothing. And again, you can watch this video on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Innocent Marine vet falsely arrested. Now, this is what I want to get to, the meat and potatoes. What kind of people, I ask, would do this to an innocent bystander? What kind of a people would harass a woman sitting in her car? Sitting in her car. She wasn't even driving. There's no driver's violation. There was no there was nothing wrong. There was nothing taking place that this police officer could have had her arrested for. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They bring her to jail. She's strip searched. I want to tell you what kind of people they are. Because if I was to ask them, why did you do what you did? Okay? Just not knowing anything that I know outside of the fact that they strip searched her. I would say, why did you do that? You know what they would say, friends? They would say, we were just doing our job. It's like when you go through the TSA and you see all these individuals that, by the way, if you pay attention to them, 99% of those people that work for the TSA, they're not right in the head, nor are they qualified. They've never disciplined themselves to be put in a position. And by the way, those that legislated the implementation of the TSA in the United States of America have no lawful constitutional authority delegated them by we the people to implement such a thing called the TSA. Nor Fatherland Security. This all takes place after September 11th. Look at Hitler's regime. Look what he did. Systematically, exactly the same. Because when you go through the TSA, you travel. Guess what? You have the TSA put their hands on you. They put you in a machine where it scans you. They put radiation through your body. And for those that did not know, George Soros is an investor into those scanners. They illegally put their hands on you. And of course, I know that there's some fools that are out there listening to me now saying, well, it makes me feel safe. Well, I'm glad. Good for you. Good for you. I remember, by the way, speaking to you, that you feel safe that the TSA is there. It's interesting. Some years back, we were watching Schindler's List, and my little 8-year-old boy looked up at me, and he had said, Dad, this with the TSA, what they're doing to the people reminds me of what they did in Germany on Schindler's List. I said, that's exactly what they're doing. And if you followed up all the way to the top of the flagpole, there George Soros sits, right? And who is he? He was the one that was known for confiscating the goods of the Jews that were being violated by the Germans, for those that did not know. That's a fact. You can go online and see all of this stuff if you'd like to see it. I mean, for those that did not know, I'm here again to tell you that the TSA, look at the crimes of these people. Drug trafficking, pedophilia, molestation, theft. You can go online and find stories of everything I'm talking about and then some concerning these people. It's a pretended authority because it's a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. I can go on with bureaucracy after bureaucracy after agency after agency, and I can ask you that oppose what I'm saying or you're contrary to what I'm telling you right now. I would simply lay to your candor, where did they derive their authority to implement the bureaucracy or agency that you mean to defend? You can't find it. You can't find it outside of what they say. And when I would ask you, or I'd beg the question to you, who's they? And then when you would say the government, I would ask you the track record of that government that you mean to defend. Because it's un-American. It's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. But I want to go back to these police officers, friends. They were just doing their job. Matter of fact, what we can do is we can go back all the way to the Nuremberg trials in May of 1945. A majority of those people that were doing Adolf Hitler's biddings for him, when they were called up in trial and they were being held accountable for the crimes that they committed, they said that they were just doing their job. That's exactly what they said. Well, we're doing our job. See, Adolf didn't have to do anything. He had to have somebody do it for him, because if he didn't find fools to do for him what he wanted to do, it would have never got done. And yesterday when I brought up this point, and I want to make this clear, and yes, I mean what I say. At this point, when they begin to transgress constitutional law, do keep in mind the price paid for those laws, friends. And the freedoms that which you have today, hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give them to you, that you're allowing these agencies and these corrupt politicians to implement, trampling their blood underfoot. Yeah, they say they're doing their job. I'm here to tell you I'm doing mine too when I say, you know what, you're going to lawfully be dealt with now. And by the way, concerning what's going on with this innocent Marine veteran, falsely arrested, brutally strip searched, they're now being called to task. They're now being called to task, and guess what? They're trying to say, well, we were just doing our job. When you watched the video, they weren't doing their job. They were doing what they were doing because they wanted to do it. What happened to that oath that you swore to uphold, lady, three times over? And what adds insult to injury is they did it to a Marine veteran woman that stood her ground to make sure that these police officers have the freedoms in which they have. If she comes back home, and what does she get? She gets violated by three police officers, women, that say that they were just doing their job. Now this woman's starting to stand up and do her job. And I want to tell you something, friends. There's a lot of people across this country where the line is drawn in the sand, and they've had enough of corruption. They've had enough. They're standing up, and they're now doing their job in dealing with those that you might call, let's equate it to, the deep state. The deep state. Because they're not acting in a fashion where they're working for the people any longer, which now makes them, by the way, agents of the state, which goes to gun confiscation door to door, which they're going to implement sooner or later in this country, friends, which they have done little by little, because they are now beginning, friends, guess what? They're now beginning to gauge the people as to how they're going to respond if they come door to door. I say to all those police officers out there in the United States of America and the military in the United States of America, when you receive an unlawful order, do you know that you are obligated to deal with the one that gave you the unlawful order as it is ours? Did you know that? Well, if you took the time to read your founding documents, you would understand exactly what I'm talking about. The deep state corruption cannot do what it does without somebody doing it for them, okay? Hey, America, we're doing this to ourselves, and we need to get this straight, or else we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says border security is crucial. He video tweeted last night that he plans to make a major announcement this afternoon.
We have to secure our southern border. If we don't do that, we're a very, very sad and foolish lot.
An unnamed official tells CNN Trump plans to offer Democrats another proposal to end the shutdown, but won't back down from his demand for a border wall. Instead, the plan will seek to entice Democrats by offering other concessions. As the partial government shutdown continues into its fifth week, charitable organizations are donating free hot meals to federal contract workers affected by the shutdown.
You know, I think this just really emphasizes the critical nature of the emergency that we're in right now. Folks are really hurting. Hardworking Americans who want to be doing their jobs, they're having to stand in line for a plate of food.
That's Nate Mook, Executive Director of the World Central Kitchen. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Want to give a shout out to my friend Michael Roach. Just want to tell you thank you for your trust, my friend, over at Before It's News. With that said, friends, let's get over to what I was just talking about during the first two segments. Moving into the deep state. Do you realize that the deep state that you've been led to believe is doing all of this to you, America? It's not the deep state. It's your favorite politicians that are doing it to you if you'd pay attention. If you'd simply pay attention to what's going on, these are your favorite politicians that are doing what they're doing. That are blaming the deep state. That are blaming the left. That are blaming those that will not comply with their unconstitutional orders. Called policies, which follow law, which undermine the U.S. Constitution. This isn't being done in a secret corner somewhere. You know, that's what's amazing. When I listen to these dinosaurs on the radio, these conservative dinosaurs, they act like what they're telling you, they act like they actually know what they're talking about. And these are the ones that have been, folks, compelling people to the very division that they now suffer in so many different fronts. You know, we've been told that there's a major issue going on with immigration. Isn't it interesting how these immigrants on the southern border, right, we've been all seeing eyes on the southern border now, and these immigrants, they're fed they're bussed to our borders, and then they demand their rights from we, the people in this country. Why don't you try that to them in Mexico? You'll be thrown in jail or prison. You'll be fined, and you'll be deported after your time is up. Your term is up. The Mexicans don't tolerate this, but you're led to believe that there's a problem over at the southern border. Don't forget about the northern border. Don't forget about the eastern and the western America. They always play the game of diverting the American people away from what they're really doing. You know, it's interesting because we keep hearing this all day, talking about the deep state. And it's just another name for what your favorite politicians are doing to you. You know, if you remember right, we were told by Donald Trump that the Mexicans were going to pay for the wall. No, nobody can deny what I'm telling them right now. Nobody can. And then it went from the Mexicans paying for the wall to we the people paying for the wall, but the Mexicans would repay us. Remember this? And then it went from $4 billion to $5 billion. Then it went to $8 billion, then to $12 billion. $10 billion, $12 billion, and then it went all the way up to $25 billion. And just interestingly enough, friends, even during the break, I get an email from Donald Trump's camp talking about how they're trying to raise money so they can send a brick over to Nancy Pelosi and to Chuck Schumer. We're talking about the commander-in-chief that acts like he has not been given delegated authority from we the people to do his job. And what's funny about that, again, and I need to bring this up, because you hear so many today as conservative Christians today, lack thereof, right? Yesterday's liberals. Talking about how, well, you know, Donald Trump just needs a little time. But wait a second, Barack Hussein Obama began the attack the first day after his inauguration. For 8 years he did it. 1,180 times. He did it by even circumventing Congress, planting illegal czars in place. But now Donald Trump, with the law on his side, he can't get anything done? Folks, who is the deep state? He's doing everything the deep state would have him if there was a deep state. Does he have controllers? No question about it. Is he doing his job? Yep, he's just taking orders just like anybody else's in federal government. And it's not for your benefit. It's not for your good. And it's not lawful. It's not legal. You know what's funny about that? Just like the whole abortion issue, Donald Trump goes out there and tells all these protesters in masses, again, good job guys out in D.C., and the masses protesting those that are murdering the innocent of the womb, in the womb. Your government that sanctioned America. And he tells him he's gonna veto any legislation that would endanger the lives of innocent babies. He would be there to protect life. But yet, a year ago, he signed a bill fully funding Planned Parenthood. And now going back over to the wall, friends, just a couple days ago, he signed something called the USMCA. It doesn't matter if you have a wall or not. He just gave the UN and foreign powers the ability to implement that which is illegal against we the people in this country. To become one continent, NAFTA, oh, the NAFTA was the worst, said Donald Trump. It's the absolute worst thing. But what he just did asserts how bad what he did over that concerning a mountain and a molehill of NAFTA. And yet people don't see this. He's the pro-gun president. And yet, after a shooting in Florida, which we still don't have any evidence on concerning the video footage, and there's over 70 videos, and the reason we haven't received that again, friends, is because it counters eyewitness accounts. It doesn't line up with their narrative. That's why they don't want us to see the video. But right after that, friends, he said, you know what, forget due process. Take the guns first. Who is the deep state, America? And yesterday, we find out that that he was the one responsible for banning bump stocks. And then we found out that there's 55 new gun legislation enacted unlawfully, by the way, because it runs counter to the Constitution, again, against we the people, those that have a right to bear arms. by a majority of Republican governors, and that'd be a total equivalent of 26 governors across the country. And it's really simple to see. The Lord said he'd give you eyes to see and he'd give you ears to hear. He would anoint your eyes that you might see. Folks, this is simple. When you stay in the Word of God, it's easy to detect. You know, one of the things that my kids do is they play crossword puzzles. And I really like it because when you begin to do that, friends, it's really a mental game, but you begin to zero in on what you're to zero in on. You know, it's like this in parallel. The FBI, when they want to detect counterfeits, guess what they do? They teach their agents to study the real ones. And that's why I stay in the Word of God. That's why I stay in the Constitution. Because when you see these lawless outlaws, because that's what they are, called politicians, do the things that they do, it's easy to detect. It's easy to zero in on. So I got a question for you. Who is the deep state? I just 1-866-582-9933. Who are they? When you continuously hear the same things, this all coming from the media that you don't believe in, by the way, who is the deep state? Because your favorite politicians are working for special interest groups that you would in fact call the deep state. They're doing their biddings. And they're doing this right in front of your face. Now, again, I do understand that most people don't pay attention to everything that they're doing because, again, what they say and what they do are two different stories. But, again, this is what I do over here. And again, I want to remind people, I didn't apply for this job. I'm just responding to the call because of the sacrifice of Christ on my behalf. And out of gratitude, I'm obeying his call for his glory. But, again, keep in mind the deep state cannot do what they do without someone doing it for them. You know, they said, again, dictators, just in general, if people would pay attention and pull the curtain back behind these dictators, there's nothing there but the media that's being used to lie to the people so they can have absolute control. Matter of fact, I want to go over to a top constitutional attorney in the United States named John Whitehead. He just wrote an article called No Doubt About It, The Deep State is Real, and Trump is its latest tool. And boy, oh boy, did he nail it. He hasn't prosecuted anybody. Matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, there's more articles of more crimes of the Clintons coming forward. Remember he said that he was going to call that special prosecutor forward? He never did it. Remember at the 41-second mark of his presidential address, he told the American people that we owed her a major gratitude for her service to our country. And remember, he was asked by the media as to why he was saying that he's going to bring forth a special prosecutor. He said it because he knew that you would fall for it. That's why he said it. He said during that interview, the Clintons are good people. I would never hurt them. He said it was just political talking points. But you hear him continuously talk about how Hillary Clinton lies all the time, but they're good people. He's the commander-in-chief. Now he's bantering back and forth with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, playing the little game as they go ahead and pass concerning the wall, as he goes behind the backs of the American people and signs off on the USMCA. And it's the same exact thing he did during the March for Our Lives under David Hoggs. Right after that alleged school shooting that happened, and many people thought it was kind of bizarre how things were just being rolled out in favor of this David Hogg kid, and then we found out that he was his daddy was an FBI agent. And then we found out by some people that wanted to tell us the truth that the permits for that event were set up months and months before any school shooting took place. See, there's nothing in politics that happens that's not first planned, said President Roosevelt. See, people just need to think. Pay attention to the fruit, Matthew 7:16. Matthew 7:16. Pay attention to the fruit. Pay attention to the fruit. Pay attention to the fruit. What they do, not what they say. The deep state, who are they? I'm telling you who they are. When you say deep state, you're talking out of ignorance because, again, your favorite politicians are doing the works of those that they work for. They're doing their biddings. And they've led you to believe now that there's some secret deep state back there doing what they do. How foolish, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're talking about... this is just funny. We're talking about the deep state. You know, it's interesting. Everybody knows who the bad guys are. Everybody knows the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. And the list goes on. And again, folks, we've been told that there's over 300 people controlling the world. Really? And you have billions of people that are going to stand by and allow 300 people to control the rest of us? The deep state. Folks, how many of you out there believe in Bigfoot? Because they literally have you chasing shadows. And yet the fruit is being born right in front of your faces. We got Rod calling from Michigan. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Brother. Hey, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
How's the weather down there in Minnesota?
-3 today.
Well, I think it's probably 10 here, but you couldn't tell the difference, I don't think.
Yeah, hey, and the only people that know the difference are the Midwesterners. We're the only ones that know the difference, the Midwesterners.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a crazy winter. That's a fact. Good to hear your voice. I don't want to be long-winded, Bradley, because everything you do, you're right on what you say. And, you know, brother, I got to ask you a question here. This Barr, what's his name, David Barr? He wants to be the what do they call him, new attorney?
Yep.
You're right. They got your attention diverted over to this wall. what these gun grabbers get in an office. If people go study and look at Trump's past, he used to be a full-blown Democrat. It's not that it's any different than a Republican, but he was a big gun grabber back in his day. And it's just, we're so deceived. It's unbelievable. What's your view on that?
I want to say this, because to be honest with you, and I'm not saying this to be disrespectful, Rod, I'm really not. But what we need to do is the people in this country need to come together and hold their feet to the fire. If they act out one time, Article 2, Section 4, we, the people, need to remove him rather than chase him down like a parent chasing after a bratty kid that doesn't understand no.
I agree.
And we need to lawfully hold them accountable. I just talked about this during the week. What my friend Rod from Michigan's talking about, friends, is they're diverting your attention away from the fact that Donald Trump just nominated an anti-gun advocate, a gun confiscation advocate, William Barr, for the Attorney General's office. They got your attention going over to the wall, which, in fact, most people haven't paid attention to the fact that Donald Trump already signed off on that. So that's a thing of the past. They can build the wall all they want. He wanted to tear down the walls of sovereignty, and it's exactly what he did through this bill. So my point is the American people, when they understand the price paid for their freedoms, they're not going to tolerate any crime in any sense of the word, especially when they realize how close to home the price was that was paid for our freedoms. I come from a veteran's family. So I live for what they died for in the natural, the same way I live for what Christ died for in the spiritual, first and foremost. I can't do the second without doing the first. But the people, if they were really thankful for their freedoms, Rod, they would tolerate zero lies, zero scandals, zero crimes, zero policies from those that they call their representatives, because we didn't give them that authority to do that. And if they act outside of that authority, we lawfully remove them. And then once they're impeached, then we hold them accountable to the laws that they violated. Read the Constitution, Americans. It's all there. It's all there. That's my take.
You couldn't have said it any better, Brad. Seriously. I mean, the fact is finding the caliber of men that we've had back, what, 50 years ago, even 100 years ago, that want to stand for anything. I'm afraid what we're going to see in this country, and I hope I'm wrong, and my hat is off for you every day. You're the only one out there preaching what you do, brother. I thank you for that.
Well, if it's the word of God. You go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I think what's going to happen, Bradley, I can see the writing on the wall in this country amongst the unborn and so on and so forth. But people say, well, when it comes to my door, then I'll stand up. Well, it'll be way too late then, brother. We're so far in the sewer hole, but go ahead. You wanted to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, we're hearing all this. We're hearing all this. I got a video right now that's going viral. And it's gun confiscation. No longer are they law enforcement. They have now become the agents of the state. I do believe, without a shadow of a doubt, it's not going to be just, they're not going to just roll over the people on this one. I believe that there's people all across the country that are waiting to respond. I remember one time, this is what comes to my mind. Rod, one time I went out to a gun show in Arizona because they were going to interview me on a radio show out there, and I did it. And I remember going inside of this gun show, and I said to my wife, I said, these folks are a different mindset. They have, they're just waiting for the levee to break, man, because they're going to respond. And by the way, here, this is what people need to hear. They have a right to be on guard. That's what their forefathers taught them to do. And it's the same thing he taught you to do. You just don't love your country enough to actually stand up and fight for it. And that's really what it comes down to. But they want to ridicule those that are. There are those people across this country. There is an underlying grassroots movement under the radar. And in contrary to what the media wants you to believe, and by the way, if it wasn't true, we would have lost our freedoms a long time ago. They just want you to believe, friends, that you can do nothing about what's going on. The fact of the matter is you still have the freedom to do it today, and a majority of the American people easily think the way that you think. But are you doing what others are willing to do to preserve those freedoms? There's the problem. But with that said, you know, I just want to convince those that are in any capacity in government. By the way, I have family come from family members that have worked in government. My family analogy, my where I live now, my great uncle was the sheriff of the county. So with that said, friends, I am totally for government, but I am totally one that's going to stand against tyranny. And this is what we're doing on the radio, and this is what the church is called to do, too.
Amen.
And you know, we're to overcome evil with good. Romans 12:21, outside of the false teaching of Romans 13, how they reversed it today because they don't love God or their country enough. And we can see that today. I don't need to go down that road. But the fact of the matter is, I believe that the American people, if they would lawfully bring these criminals to an account, we wouldn't have to worry about how bad things are going to get. But look at how far it's gone already. I mean, what we have tolerated, what we have suffered concerning the abuses have far outdone anything our forefathers ever did. Just read the Declaration of Independence. It's craziness. It really is.
Yep. What we embrace today, what we tolerate today, they embrace tomorrow, brother. I got a friend that lives in they have a place in Montana, and he said those people over there are ready and standing up. There's folks across this country standing up, brother. I think it's coming down to that. I don't fear it. The judgment of the Almighty is here. A nation that allows its unborn. But Bradley, I thank you immensely. And I want to talk to you this. I'll get a hold of you this week. Tell you you're pretty half. I said hello, and people remember to help keep this guy's lights on.
I appreciate it, Rod, very much. Thank you very much,
sir. Brother.
Thank you. Me too. All right, cool. Bye-bye. Thank you. Folks, did you know what it says in Matthew 10:18? And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake for a testimony against who? For a testimony against them and the Gentiles. Read Luke 3 when you get a moment. When John the Baptist came out on the scene, look at all the bad guys were in place. And what did he do? He began to reprove Herod for marrying his brother's sister and all of his other evils. But Bradley, what does that mean? Matthew 10:18, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake. You shall be brought before corrupt governors and corrupt kings for my sake, for a testimony against them in their crimes against heaven. You know, keep in mind, it was Pilate that had Christ crucified to his own. For those that did not know, he actually went into Venice, Italy, and he committed suicide after he had crucified the Christ. For those that didn't know, his wife had a vision to stay away from that just and holy man being Christ. And Pilate was afraid of Christ, and he kept trying to get Jesus to talk to him, but he wouldn't. And if you remember right, Pilate wanted to wash his hands of being guilty of shedding the blood of Christ. And guess who was in front of him crying out, "We have no king but King Caesar, crucify him, crucify him." It was a professed church. It was the Pharisees of the day. And it was the Herodians that had him crucified. Who? Who was that? The same ones I preach out against every day of the week, friends. The hypocritical church in America, which is overwhelmingly true, right? And who else? Today's conservatives. They're the problem. They're the ones that you keep giving ear to that are continuously painting your backs up against the wall, and you continuously listen to them. They talk about the problem, but they don't bring about the answer. And they love your country so much, they're willing to just stay somewhere in their little studio and keep talking about it safely, but they're unwilling to get out there and actually fight on the front lines for your freedoms. They're not a part of the answer. They're a part of the problem. They're fueling. And what are they doing? They're taking the bone that's thrown to them from the CIA-controlled media to continuously keep the people divided in this country, rather than dealing with corruption, because that's just rebellious to do something like that. No, you're just unthankful and you're a coward. Hour 2 coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today.
ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.